climb in and hold on tight, KID crew. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3, online at KIDNewsRadio.com.
Hey, KID crew, it is a Wisdom Wednesday right here, and I'm so glad to have you along. And I don't think anyone would argue with the fact that right now, at this particular moment, we could use as much solid wisdom as we could get. I want to run through our headlines real quickly for you. That'll give you an opportunity to see if you can kind of figure out what these headlines are waiting to reveal. Welcome back, Taking Shape, Top Cop, Fearless Spirit, Votes Are In, Fear-Based Silence, Swifty Fake, and I Don't Think So. So give those a little bit of thought, and let me quickly remind you that we could really use your help. Our sleeping bag and donation drive is underway. We're collecting new and gently used sleeping bags and blankets for the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission. As those temperatures dip, the need really goes up, and this is going to help make sure that the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission can do the good work that they're doing and reach all those in our community who are in need of some assistance. You can drop those off right here at 1406 Commerce Way, or our friends at Club Apple have a drop box for us, so you could drop them off there as well. I have been talking to you about the fact that I am really in the holiday spirit. I am so excited. This weekend, I'm going to go through my Christmas boxes and really start that Christmas decorating process. And meantime, you know I've been talking to you about one of my favorite events, the Festival of Trees. This is an event that I believe is positioned at the perfect time because it gives you a chance to really stroll through these gorgeous trees and get into the spirit. And you're going to get some inspiration from some expert designers in our community. So we're going to talk more about Festival of Trees. And of course, let me just throw this out real quickly to you. If you would like some complimentary tickets, I have some to give away. Just text me Candy Cane to 208-522-5900. Joining me in studio right now to give us more details is Michaela Matlack. She is the CEO at DWI. And Michaela, I love the work that you guys do. It's all about creating that worth and independence.
Yes, thank you so much, Jalen, for having us here today, or having me here today in representation of DWI, but most importantly, Festival of Trees. I do have the pleasure of getting to be a huge part of Festival of Trees, because without them, we could not provide the success that we do to our mission of assisting those who have a disability or those who are disadvantaged to achieve their chosen level of economic and social independence. So,
and, you know, I have to say that as I got to attend your annual dinner, it was so heartwarming to hear the stories from the clients themselves. Mm-hmm. They were so touching. Mm-hmm. And there's no question in my mind that the work you guys do is making such a difference. So let's talk about how, KID crew, you can get behind that great work. Michaela, I love this year's theme, Candy Cane Lane.
Yes, it's, you know, every year the board of directors, there are 17 board of directors that make Festival of Trees happen, and they start planning in like May. And that's always the first part, is what's going to be the theme for the year. And so it's always hard to come up with just the right one, but that's what they came up with this year. And so I anticipate we'll see lots of fun, gingerbready, candy type things going on. So, yeah.
And I cannot wait. I will be there Monday for that ribbon cutting. I'll mm-hmm. be broadcasting live there. Michaela, give us an idea of what people can look forward to throughout the week.
Oh my gosh, there's so much. So yeah, noon on Monday, that's when we open up. And that's your first day to really get a glimpse and kind of first pick at the trees. Monday is the day. If you want to buy a tree, that's the day to snag it. It is a buy it now price. So you pay top dollar for the tree of your choice. But if you don't aren't particularly there to buy a tree, you can certainly enjoy the entertainment. There is a schedule that will be published every day, all the different entertainment. There is a Santa's gift shop. Bring your kids. They can purchase little trinkets. There's a boutique. There's so many things. The kitchen always has great food, and the bakery is my favorite.
Oh, mine too, Michaela. And over the years, my kids have looked forward to going there and being able to get some of those little trinkets that they can buy, and then also get the yummy treats.
Yep, yep. And we're always still looking for more bakers. If you love to bake and you want to donate baked goods, we need lots of baked goods. Last year, every day we sold out because they're so popular. So we would love to have anybody help us bake some nice yummy goodies for the day. So.
And that's such good news that you sold out every day. So don't be shy. If you want to share your baked goods, they will certainly go to a good cause. Michaela, the other thing I always love is the inspiration that comes as you walk through those gorgeous trees. Mm-hmm. You and I were talking about the doors. So I think this is a part that's a little less known. Talk to us a little about the doors.
Well, sometimes between the doors, the tabletop trees, and the mantles is that not everybody needs a tree. We all tend to have Christmas trees in our house, but sometimes you've just never really thought about how you could decorate your outside of your house if you have a great door in your neighborhood or whatever, or a room in your house where when you walk through, they actually have the setup on the door so you can see just what it would look like on your very own door. And it usually consists of a wreath and something cute on the floor and maybe a nice little winter mat that you can put outside your door. There's so many cute things and cute themes. And, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into those wreaths. And so usually we're never disappointed in what we come up with. There's always just something, right? So if you're not just looking for a tree, there's always something else. But the tabletop trees sell out fast. So if you're looking for something smaller, get there because there's not as many doors, not as many tabletop trees. So you want to get there fast.
And then somebody else does the planning and you can just enjoy it.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
It's done for you, right? Mm-hmm. Which I don't know about you, but that's exciting.
It is. It's fun. I have had the pleasure of being able to get a tree in the past. And I'll tell you what's amazing is this will be, I think, my third year with my festival tree. And it's already put together in my storage room. I just pull it up the stairs and I unbag it. And there it is. It's ready to go.
Oh, my goodness. How amazing is that? Yeah. Year after year, there it is. You don't have to worry about storing the ornaments or broken ornaments. It's all there for you.
Yeah.
Michaela, so the funds are going to go towards benefiting DWI. Mm-hmm. What do you want people to know most about how this is going to benefit what you guys do?
Sure. And the nice thing is Festival of Trees and the board of directors, what happens each year is we put a wish list to the board. And we usually try to always think through the scholarships that the clients may need because they don't have all the services and we want to be able to provide that, or transportation needs. It takes a lot for vehicles and things like that. But we also try to give back to the community as well. So there's usually 5 community organizations that are not-for-profits that work with people with disabilities that we're also trying to support. So it really is a community-wide opportunity. And the more we can bring people in, enjoying festival, but also give back for the whole year. It's so perfect. And it just helps us keep on going and keeps our 50 years alive.
Which is such a good thing. And where can people get those tickets?
You can go to a couple different places. Our website has links, but Post Register has them online. So you can go check out the Post Register site and buy them online, or you can get them at the door.
Michaela Matlack, thanks so much.
Climb in and hold on tight, KID crew, because we are driving the conversation. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3.
Hey, KID crew, when you get a second, check out our Facebook post. It's the Wisdom Wednesday post. I think you're going to really appreciate this simple wisdom. During the break, Michaela Matlack and I were chatting, and I said, Michaela, can you just stick around for another segment because there's so much more for us to get to? And KID crew, I really want you to get an understanding of the great work that happens at DWI and some of the stories, I'm telling you what, they will motivate you to want to get down and stroll down Candy Cane Lane at the Elks. It happens starting Monday, November 18th. Michaela, thanks so much for sticking around.
Of course.
So as you and I were chatting, I think this might surprise people just a little bit, the sheer number of volunteers it takes just to pull off an event like Festival of Trees.
You don't really think about it in the moment, especially when you're kind of immersed into it and you go to the event and it's just kind of happening. But when you think about all the different avenues that it takes to run the event, we've estimated it's about 600 volunteers from start to finish. And that's from setup day to delivering the trees on a Saturday. And so, and that doesn't count the board members' work from the time they start, you know, in May or whenever, all the way through the event. I mean, we're meeting every week for the last couple of months. And so it really takes an army, and really it takes a great community, because without this wonderful community, we wouldn't be able to make that happen. And it's really hard to believe. So volunteers are huge.
This is certainly something to celebrate. We really are part of an amazing community. I mean, a lot of communities bigger than ours, I believe, would have a hard time getting 600 people to come out and volunteer their time. So that is just a testament to the commitment that our community has to lifting and strengthening those around us. So let's talk about that tree delivery, because that has to be a pretty big job.
It is huge. You know, once those trees are purchased, they have to get to their new homes. So on Saturday, we usually have close to 30 volunteers. And also each of those, we break them into teams, about 3 to 4 people. And then each person has a box truck. So we need donated box trucks that day. And so we'll be seeking out those supports. But we break those, we map them out. And then we give each team 4 or 5 trees. They wrap them up. They haul them to their new home. They unwrap them. They spruce them up and make them look as perfect as they did at the venue. And then they go on their way to the next house. And so usually there's about 4 or 5 homes that they'll go to, or businesses or whoever purchases them, and deliver those trees. And sometimes we've gone as far as Blackfoot, Rexburg, Teton. We've gone quite a way sometimes to get those trees delivered. We actually had a tree one year that went down south somewhere, and actually were taking a trip to their kid's house or something, and they bought the tree and hauled it down there for somebody. So it's gone even further than just local. So.
That takes a lot of coordinating,
yes.
It sounds like. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really looking forward to this event. It's going to be so much fun. What a great theme. And I'll be keeping my eye on those tabletop trees.
Yes. How and they fun. Also have just like the decoration. So when you go in and you're eating in the cafeteria area and you're sitting at the table, all of those table decorations are for sale. So,
really?
Yeah. So they have the centerpieces. If you walk through a doorway and you see an overhang on the door, it's probably for sale. So there's so many decorations and so many things you can see. You just want to keep your eyes out, because you never know. And we sell lots of good stuff. So, and then of course, Santa Claus will be there, so you can't miss out on that.
You cannot miss out on that. And I say this all the time. You're never too old to chat with Santa.
No. Never.
I don't believe you're too old. I don't think you have to outgrow that. I'm so glad you pointed that out, because I need a new centerpiece for my table. So I will be on the lookout for one that might meet my needs.
Yeah.
Michaela, I want you to just kind of give people an idea of the great work that's coming out of DWI. So many people working so hard. Is there a story that really comes to mind? There are so many, but one that you would love to share.
19 years, it's hard to really narrow down one particular story. But I think the thing for me is that it's not necessarily just one story, but I think we all need to remember that everybody's story is different. And sometimes the greatest successes are the smallest successes. So, you know, just being able to watch the little things people do. If you know, independence means a lot of different things for people. So being able to go and find a job in the greater community and be successfully employed, yeah, that's one thing. But then there's also those who they don't need a job to feel worth and to feel valued, but they do want to be able to come and learn how to just be socially, you know, accepted in the community, or like to be able to go shopping and be able to talk to other people in their community. It's about the small things as well. And so I think sometimes we expect to hear all these grand stories and magnificent things that people do, but we all just have little things sometimes. And sometimes it's just being able to have a conversation with someone or being able to ask for help when you need help. And many of us take that for granted. So when you have a developmental disability or your life has thrown you something that causes some sort of disadvantage, it's the things that we take for granted sometimes.
I love that. And it made me think of this thought that I have loved over the years. The little things really become the big things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's such a good reminder, mm-hmm. because often when we think about success, we're thinking about the grandiose things, but yep. it's those small and simple things mm-hmm. that have such an impact.
Yeah, it truly is. And just being able to come somewhere where you're accepted by everyone, you can go out and you can take an opportunity to go shopping or go bowling or do something fun that you may not be doing on a regular basis. You know, many of the individuals that we serve, they love to just be with people who understand them and their friends and mm-hmm. get to be social and do that thing. And so we just got to think about, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And having a disability has its, you know, advantages, but then sometimes what you can't see is hard because everybody thinks, well, that person shouldn't have a disability or doesn't look like they're disabled,
right.
but you don't always see it.
Yeah.
And that makes it hard. So
there's always more to every story than mm-hmm. meets the eye. And mm-hmm. Michaela, we have got to get some of your clients into Rich Media. I would love to give them a tour. Mm-hmm. We could get them behind the mic, let them record something.
It would be kind of fun. You might lose your job because you never know what you find. You might find a diamond in the rough.
You never know, right?
Funny cookies sometimes.
So. Oh, I think it would be fun. We'll have a little gathering here for them. So let's make that
That'd
happen.
That'd be great.
Michaela, if people are listening and this is resonating with them and they'd like to volunteer, how can they do that?
Yeah, so you can definitely just call DWI at any point in time and we can direct you. But if you go to the DWI website, right on our front page is a link to Festival. Also, the Facebook page, the Festival of Trees Facebook page, you can find it there. We have links on Just Serve. We've tried to put it out there just about anywhere. But if you just call, you can't find it, there's a link. On that link, you get to choose the job you want to do, the block of time that you can commit to, and the day that you want to come. So it doesn't have to be a huge commitment. A couple hours is all it takes. And it's a great way to get into the event and enjoy everything and give back at the same time.
I absolutely love that. KID crew, come out to the Festival of Trees because you will be supporting the great work that DWI does. Michaela Matlack, CEO at DWI. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you.